And Adam Ant's going to be on the line in 4 minutes, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, that's...
I need to get up the details of what it is that we're plugging, because I'm doing a gig with Adam Ant on Saturday.
You can cough. It's we like to keep it real.
Can you plug the gig at the moment? Are you allowed to? I guess you can't really, can you?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. I mean, is it embargoed?
Well, there's no embargo on it at all.
Yeah.
I just
don't know what the absolute radio protocol.
Screw those guys! Listen, this show did not get nominated for it. We're the only show.
Whoa!
There we go.
Well, 6 minutes.
Yeah,
it's early doors.
I've got to say this. I've got to.
Okay.
I've got to.
Okay,
get it off my chest, and then the show will be light and frothy.
Okay,
we are the only show at Absolute Radio that did not get nominated for a prestigious Sony Award. This evening at the Sony Awards prestigious nomination party. We're the only show here that did not get nominated, and we sent in 15 entries for that goddamn thing.
So they got 14?
Should we phone Adam Ant up?
Yeah.
I said 10 past. I mean, do I do it bang on 10 past, or...?
As a person who's a good timekeeper, myself, not Adam, I don't know. I don't
He's
know
an excellent
like
timekeeper. He's never been late for...
If you say to someone you're going to phone them at a certain time or be someplace at a certain time, for goodness sake, if you can, do it.
But what about early? We're 1 minute, 20 seconds early.
Well, let's just talk until then, and then you can...
Andre, we're going to come back to you shortly because we have filled in our allotted gap, and we're going to phone up Adam Ant. I'm quite nervous. We're phoning up the Adam Ant.
Well... This is it.
This is exciting.
Live and phone call.
Very, very exciting. He's playing at a gig on
Saturday. Probably ring a few times just to sort of...
Yeah. Rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hello, is that Adam?
Yeah.
Hello, mate, it's Ian Lee, you're on the air.
Hello, Ian, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, fella, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, yeah.
I have my friend Dougie with us in the studio, who's kind of helping me do the show this evening, because I'm feeling lonely.
Okay.
It's lovely to talk to you. You're doing the gig that I'm doing on Saturday.
Yeah, the We Love Japan Japanese Earthquake Appeal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did you get involved in that? Because I got a very excited email after the show last night saying, Adam Ant's playing!
Yeah,
so it's exciting news.
Yeah, yeah, my friend Tomo, she's from Japan, and she's quite active on that front. She just suggested that she wanted to put a concert on at short notice,
yeah.
And I'm going to do it with an amp and a guitar and a mic.
Is it just going to be you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Have you done many sort of solo gigs, as it were?
Yeah, I like to do them. I did one in a Scottish pub in Paris where I'm staying.
And, a Scottish pub in Paris? That's a weird combination.
Yeah, a Scottish pub in Paris, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, a decent Guinness, and he gave me a Guinness, so I gave him a concert.
you're cheap, Adam. Goodness
know,
gracious
yeah.
me.
I know. Well, it's all right, you know. But it'd be a good thing on be a very good concert, and there's four other bands from Japan on, and it's going to be a good evening.
It's going to be a good night. I'm going to post the link on the Facebook page. If you want to Google it, there's all different sites selling tickets. It's We Love Japan Fundraiser. It's the Japan Society Earthquake Fundraiser. It's this Saturday night at the Garage in Islington. I think I'm there. I may even be introducing you on stage, Adam, if you would allow me such an honour.
No, that'd be all right. That'd be great. Yeah.
Thank you. And I might be playing some J-pop and some bits and pieces and stuff, which would be very, very exciting. And it's going to be a good night, and all the money's going to go towards helping. I spoke to Tomo earlier on the phone.
Okay.
She's delightful. She's from Nagoya.
Yeah.
Have you been to, you've been to Japan, haven't you, Adam?
Yeah, I played Nagoya. I played all the major places in Japan. I went there in 1981. And I'm looking forward to going back, later this year, because my tour starts in May. So.
Well, this is it. There was a big announcement yesterday, I think it was, which I was invited to but couldn't get to for personal reasons. But you're doing a proper tour again.
Yeah, I'm
well
starting
done.
16th of May, going to do, Scotland all right the way down.
Maybe do a French pub in Scotland this time.
Well, yeah, I might do a Scottish pub. Well, I've done one in a Scottish pub in France, might do a French pub in Scotland. I'm sure there's one in Scotland.
There must be a French patisserie somewhere in Glasgow.
St. Paul McDonald.
So you're going all over the country, are you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm doing, academies and stuff, and then I'm going to do two shows one show at the Indigo too.
Oh, so fantastic.
That'll be the big one, but it's just getting back to basics and planning my new band.
And is it a completely new band, or is it the band that we saw a few months ago, or...?
Pretty much, yeah. It's I've just added Chris McCormack of Three Colours Red. He's just joined.
Yeah.
Six-piece band, three girls, three boys, and me. And they're called The Good, The Mad, and The Lovely Posse. And we're just going to go out and play all the my repertoire and a few covers, and then come with a new album in the new year.
Is the new album coming out? Because when you came in, you mentioned that it was already set to go.
Yeah, well, I recorded it about 6 months ago. It's finished. I'm just going to master it in a few weeks' time and probably bring a single out before Christmas, and then come hopefully first of the year with the album itself.
Fantastic. With that. And I've got an email from. Oh, no, hang on. The Jules has bought tickets for Glasgow already, which is very exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Andrea is in the United States of America. She wants to know if you've got any plans to go to the States.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going to be doing that right after the first English leg. And because this is the Blue Black Hussar tour.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll do the Mary and the Gunner's Daughter tour. So that'll be two legs. So it's a three-part.
Two legs are always better than one, I find, in these situations. And, Adam, can I just say, my sister, when you came in, you met my sister Jo, who is a huge fan.
Oh, yeah, she's lovely.
You're very kind. She has not stopped talking about what a gentleman you were.
Oh.
She was disappointed she didn't get to go home with you, if I'm completely honest.
Oh, no, her husband, don't she?
Well, her husband, I think, would possibly turn a blind eye to you, Adam, if it were you.
She's very nice, that sister.
And were you on Radio 4 the other day?
Yeah.
You're getting all posh, aren't you?
Yeah, I did a serious discussion, and it was it's interesting to do that every now and again, but it's good. Yeah, it's good. I've not said much for 15 years, so I've got a lot to make up for.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you are out and about and doing stuff. Let me just give the details of the gig again. It's the We Love Japan fundraiser. It's at the Garage, which is... I've not been to the Garage for years. It's a great venue.
Yeah, I played there recently. I played there earlier this year. I did a couple of shows. It was a really good place. It's a really good room, good sound.
Yeah, but last time I was there, I think, was to see Cardiacs, and before that, it was to see Arthur Lee in Love, and I danced with Arthur Lee.
Really?
Yeah, it was... It was a good night. It's We Love Japan, Japan Society Earthquake Fundraiser, this Saturday at the Garage. You can get tickets online, or you can get them on the door, but get them online just in case. I'm going to be DJing. There's loads of other bands playing. Mm-hmm. There's another guy called Tom who is DJing with some J-Rock. It's going to be awesome. And Adam, listen, when the tour is happening, come in again, man. You haven't. I'm sorry we couldn't work it to get you in this time, but you have an open invitation anytime you want to pop in. Please do.
Right, yeah, I certainly will.
Lovely to talk to you, and I'll see you on Saturday night.
You take care, and everybody come, because it's a good cause, and it's going to be... I've designed a poster for it as well, so there'll be a poster available I designed specially for it.
Fantastic.
So that'll be a little bit of a collector's
item. Cheers, mate. Thank you very much. Take care.
You. God bless. Bye. Ta-ta.
There we go. What a nice bloke. Can you believe I just called Adam out, mate?
I know.
And it wasn't with that. There was no hint of irony or anything.
I was just listening into it there. Now, was that a pre-recorded or was that a live interview? Did that just happen?
That actually just happened. He was just totally on the phone then.
He was in The Equalizer, Adamant. You know,
he was in The Equalizer. Yeah, he did. He's done movies, quite a few movies and things like that. Yeah, he was.
I was going to ask him that. I was going to pop in, but then
you should have
done. No, but what I thought was because he wanted to talk about the concert that's happening and his tour. And it was his forum.
It was his forum, but he's always very happy to talk about other stuff. You should have. I did make the gesture to say.
I know, but I just thought I had to make a call on it, and I thought, no, let it be a one-to-one here.
Pick an Adam and the Ants hit.
Ant music.
Thank you. It's about. I haven't got time for that.